Thank you.
Well, it is such an honor to be here with you guys again today.
很荣幸能够与各位今天再在一起。
How many of you were here before when I was here ministering the first time?
有多少人以前有听过我在这里讲过？
Now I know I went way too long.
我知道我讲了很久。
I'm shortening it up today, so don't worry.
短一点。
But it's such an honor to be with you, with your wonderful pastor, Pastor Andy, his beautiful wife.
Thank you very much.
His daughter looking glamorous as usual.
很高兴，荣幸与你们同在。
And what Pastor Andy is doing here, I have a lot of respect for. I've done it myself, so I know how difficult it is to plant a church from scratch.
我自己也是跟我们教会一样，是开始了一个教会，所以我知道非常的困难。
So will any of you do me a favor?
所以希望帮个忙。
Do me a favor?
愿意帮个忙。
Do me a favor? Help this man.
Thank you very much.
I wish I would have known that it was Healing Sunday today.
我希望我知道今天是医治的主日。
Because I would have preached on healing.
不然我就会讲一些医治的道。
Because it's such a powerful thing.
因为医治是非常大的能力的。
Do you realize that when people came to Jesus for healing?
你知道吗？当人们来找耶稣求医治。
He never said no.
他从来没有说不。
He never said, I'm not in a healing mood.
他从来不说我今天没有心情。
He never said, I'm busy, I don't have time.
他从来不说我今天没有时间，忙得不得了。
Remember when Jesus was on his way to Jericho?
记不记得耶稣到耶利哥城的时候？
And there was a blind man on the side of the road.
有一个瞎眼睛的在路边。
And the blind man called out to Jesus.
那个瞎眼就向耶稣呼求。
And Jesus came over to him.
那么耶稣就来到他那里。
Jesus didn't say, you're not in my daytimer.
那么耶稣没有说、哦、
I don't have time for you today.
我今天不能够医治你。
He said, what do you want me to do for you?
耶稣说你要我为你做什么？
When there was the paralyzed man by the pool.
当有一个瘫子在水池边。
When Jesus walked up to him,
当耶稣走近他的时候，
he asked the man, do you want to be made well?
耶稣问他说你要不要好起来啊？
Do you ever get the idea that Jesus wants to know what we want him to do?
你有没有想过耶稣要我们知道，要知道我们要他做什么吗？
When we are sick and go to Jesus,
当我们生病来到主面前的时候，
he wants to make us well.
他要我们好起来。
Isn't that good news?
这不是好消息吗？
So those of you that were prayed for today, step out and receive your healing.
所以今天你们出来的人接受了接受了医治的祷告。
Because he wants to do that for you in your life.
对，耶稣他要医治我们。
But what I'm going to preach about this morning, or this afternoon, our service was this morning, but this afternoon is the passion.
那么今天我在早上在我们教会，那么现在在这里，我要跟各位讲的是大爱。
And we know that we're entering into the Passion Week.
我知道这个礼拜是十字架大爱的周。
The time before Easter, when Jesus went through everything that he went through before the cross.
就是在这个复活节前，耶稣走上十字架。
And the Passion is something that I believe we can really learn about.
那么热爱大爱是真正我们可以学到的一些东西。
How many of you have seen the movie The Passion?
你们有没有看《十字架大爱》这个电影啊？
Almost everybody.
啊，几乎每一个人都有。
Excellent movie.
非常好的电影。
I'm going to be referring to that just a little bit today in my message.
我会参考一些在我的今天的经文的今天信息里面。
And they're actually going to be re-releasing The Passion. In a less violent, with less violence, so kids can go.
I never know that.
Yeah, that's going to be here pretty soon.
那么接着会有新的一版的十字架大爱，比较少一点那个暴力的，能够让小孩子看。
But let's talk about passion for a second.
让我们来讲耶稣的大爱。
The word passion comes from a Latin word.
大爱是从拉丁话来的。
And it means physical suffering.
意思是说肉体受到折磨痛苦。
Martyrdom.
是殉道，为主殉道。
Or an undergoing or going through something.
或者是忍受，或者是经过什么患难。
It's from a root word that literally means to suffer.
是从这个 受痛苦折磨这个字根演变出来的一个字。
That is the Latin definition.
那是拉丁文的定义。
But in English, it means a powerful emotion.
那么英文它意思是说非常有力的一种情绪。
Such as love, joy, hatred, or anger.
像是爱，像是喜乐，像是恨恶，像是生气。
So the passion is this powerful love.
所以爱就是一个非常有能力的大爱。
Or the object of that love.
或者是那个爱的那样东西。
And what was the object of Jesus' love?
那么耶稣爱的是什么呢？
Let's see what it says in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 12.
让我们看希伯来第十二章，耶稣讲的是什么？
We're going to be reading verse 1 and 2.
我们要读经文一二节。
Verse 1 says, Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So any of you that have studied the Passion or have seen the movie?
所以你们若有看过这电影，或者是研究关于这个神的大爱
，You know that Jesus went through a lot.
你们就知道耶稣经过了很多的苦难。
And the Bible says that it was because of this joy that was set before him that caused him to go through it. What was this joy? What was this love? What was this passion that he looked for to cause him to go through that suffering? That love, that joy, that passion was you.
那个爱，那个喜乐，那个欢乐，就是你们。
When he was going through all that suffering, he had one thing on his mind, and that one thing was you.
当他经过这些折磨的时候，他心里面只有一个意念，就是想着你们。
He went through all that suffering just for us.
他经过了所有这些折磨痛苦，就是为了我们。
Now I don't know about you, but I just don't want to learn more about the passion.
我不知道你怎么想，我只是要多了解一些关于神的大爱。
I want to learn how that passion affects me.
我要知道神的爱怎么样影响到我。
What did it do in my life?
在我的生命中有什么变化没有？
So the things that I want to talk to you about this morning.
所以我现在要跟各位谈的是。
Are things that I want to be more passionate about.
就是有关于什么事情，我要有更多的热忱与爱。
Jesus went through that suffering because he was passionate about you and me.
那耶稣经过了这些痛苦患难，因为他对我们有爱。
And I believe there are things in our lives that we need to be more passionate about.
我相信在我们每一个人的生命中，有些事情我们也需要有热忱与爱。
The first thing that I want to be more passionate about is prayer.
第一件事情，我希望大家能够有热忱的，就是祷告。
Let's read out of Luke chapter 22.
看路加福音22章
verses 41 through 46
经文41到46节
verse 41 says then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away knelt down and prayed
于是离开他们约有扔一块石头那么远跪下祷告
Father, if it is your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. However, your will must be done, not mine.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就您的意思。
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength.
又有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
So he prayed very hard in anguish. His His sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
When Jesus ended his prayers, he got up and went to the disciples. He found them asleep and overcome with sadness.
祷告完了就起来，到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
He said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you won't be tempted."
就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
When I think about Jesus in that garden,
当我想耶稣在那个花园里。
How many of you remember that scene from the movie?
你们记不记得电影上面那个镜头啊？
Where he was praying by that stone.
他在那个风雨中祷告。
And he was in his deepest anguish, his deepest trouble. But instead of running from the problem, he went to it in prayer.
那个时候他心里腰焦急有大患难，他没有逃走，但是他就。
And I want to become more passionate about prayer.
我也是要更有热忱来祷告。
Sometimes in our deepest problems,
有的时候在我们在大患难中。
We have a tendency to run away from God.
我们常常会逃走，离开神。
But when we're in trouble, through prayer, we can run to God.
但是当我们有困难的时候，我们经过祷告，我们可以更靠近神。
And watch Him come and running to us.
那么可以看到神向我们更靠近。
The second thing that I want to become more passionate about.
第二件事情我要更有热忱的是。
Is not being afraid of persecution.
就是不要怕遭受患难，遭受逼迫。
In Acts chapter 4, verse 29.
在《使徒行传》第四章第二十九节。
It says this, Lord, pay attention to their threats now, and allow us to speak your word boldly.
你们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
Show your power by healing, performing miracles, and doing amazing things through the power and the name of your holy servant Jesus.
一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神经奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
When the apostles had finished praying, their meeting place shook. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God boldly.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
I want to be more passionate about not being afraid of persecution.
我要更有热忱，不怕遭受逼迫。
Now I know we've probably all been in this situation. We've probably all been in this situation.
我们可能都会在这种情况之下，都会曲折弯腰。
Where you're around other people and God tells you to tell them about Jesus.
当神叫你跟你四周的人讲关于神的事情的时候
But we're concerned about what they're going to think about us, so we don't.
有的时候我们 会想说别人不知道会怎么想我们。
Now, I think all of us have probably done this, even me.
我相信我们每一个人都这样，包括我自己。
Even Pastor Andy.
甚至于 Pastor Andy.
Might have done this.
都是管我们自己的事情。
I want to be more passionate about not being concerned what other people think about me.
那我希望有更有热忱，不要去怕人家会怎么讲、怎么想。
When I see all the things that Jesus went through for me,
当我看到耶稣为我所做的这一切，
I want to be more passionate about going through anything for Him.
我就要大有热心来做一切为主耶稣的事情。
I don't want to be concerned about what other people think of me.
我不会去计较人家怎么想我。
I want to be concerned about what Jesus thinks of me.
我不会去计较，我要计较耶稣怎么想。
And I want to do the things that He wants me to do.
我要做他要我做的事情。
Not the things that other people want me to do.
而不是别人要我做的。
The other thing that I want to be more passionate about is commitment to Him.
另外一个事情我要有热忱的，就是要向他的摆上，向他的中心。
When I saw the movie The Passion, I couldn't stop saying over and over again how much I love Him.
当我看了十字架他的大爱的时候，我禁不住要说我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。
When I saw how committed He was to me,
我看到他对我们人这么样的忠诚。
It makes me want to be more committed to Him.
所以我要更向他忠诚。
Listen what it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20.
看罗马书第四 说
It says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
Sometimes I think that we're just not fully persuaded enough.
有的时候我认为我们不够信服。
That we're just not fully committed enough to Him.
所以我们没有完完全全地向神摆上。
When I think about what Jesus did for me,
当我想到耶稣为我所做的这一切，
little things that I used to do that I know I shouldn't do,
很多事情我知道我不应该做，但是我仍然做了的事情，
I don't want to do those things anymore.
我从此不要做这些事情了。
I want to be committed to Him.
我要完完全全地顺服于神，
like He's committed to me.
就好像耶稣对我们的忠诚一样。
The other thing that I want to become more passionate about
另外一个我要有热忱的是
is the love of God.
就是神的爱，爱神。
One of the things that you hear very often about the movie The Passion
那么有一件事情你们常常听到关于这个十字架大爱这个电影
is that it was very violent but didn't show the love of God.
就是这个电影非常的暴力，好像没有显出神的爱。
But I think nothing could be farther from the truth.
但是我相信没有这个没有什么事情可以能够跟真理脱节的。
Sure, the passion was violent.
当然了，这个十字架大爱电影非常的暴力。
What Jesus went through was violent.
因为耶稣经过了这些暴力。
But what about the love that caused him to go through that?
但是因为他爱我们，造成他经过这一切。
What about the love that caused him to go through something so violent?
那么是什么爱使他经过这一切的暴力呢？
And you know, they didn't even show the most violent part.
甚至于电影没有把那个最暴力那个部分演出来。
Because they couldn't show it because it was spiritual.
那么不能显出来，因为那是有些灵性方面属灵的事情。
Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
在哥林多后书第五章第二十一节。
It says, for he was, or he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So the Bible says that literally when Jesus was on that cross, he became our sin.
所以照着圣经讲，在十字架上，耶稣担当了我们的罪。
And the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经上说罪的工价就是死。
Because of that sin that Jesus took of ours,
因为耶稣受了我们的罪，
he was separated from God.
他就在那一瞬间与神隔离了。
No amount of whipping,
没有更多的鞭打。
No beating,
没有更多的打击。
Nothing physical could compare with that separation from God.
没有一些任何其他的能够
Remember what Jesus shouted? He shouted, God, why have you forsaken me?
记不记得刚才在十字架上他说，神啊，为什么要离弃我？
That word forsaken literally means to leave behind.
那个意思是说，你为什么没有跟上我来？
Jesus was saying, God, why have you left me behind?
那么耶稣是说，神啊，你为什么让我远离开你了？
So even though it was for a short period of time,
虽然那只是短短的一点时间，
Jesus was separated from God.
耶稣与神隔离了。
That was the most violent part of what happened to Jesus on the cross.
那是耶稣在十字架上最痛苦的时刻。
So it was violent, but the violence was nothing in comparison to the love that was shown by him doing that.
So 虽然说片中有许多的暴力镜头，但是与神的爱来相比，那还不够强暴。
Let's look at what it says in John 15, 12 and 13.
看约翰福音十五章十二跟十三节。
This is why I want to be more passionate about the love of God.
那是我为什么要更爱神的缘故。
John 15:12 says, Love each other as I have loved you. This is what I'm commanding you to do.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
The greatest love you can show is to give your life for your friends. Jesus is saying that we need to love each other like He loved us. And He gave His life for us. Now is this verse saying that you have to be crucified? No, it's not saying that. Because Jesus has already been crucified. But what it is saying is that the greatest form of love is for us to lay down ourselves for another. That's the essence of love. And that's what God has called us to do for each other. The Bible says to care about others more than we care about ourselves. And when we start loving that way, it's so powerful. The next thing that I want to become more passionate about is embracing and fulfilling my purpose. One of the things that I thought was so interesting in the movie The Passion was at several times when Jesus was being whipped. And it was violent. But there was times where he'd be laying on the ground and it looked like he had taken all he could take. But then he would crawl back up to take more. It's like he knew it wasn't finished. And you know that the Bible says that it's by the stripes that Jesus took that we're healed? So it's like he thought that all of the stripes that he had to take, he hadn't taken yet. So he got back up to take more for us. When Jesus approached the cross, one of the criminals said, "Why are you embracing it?" And when he grabbed the cross, it was like he was grabbing onto it and embracing it. And the reason he was embracing it is because he knew that was his destiny. He knew that that was what he was called to do. At Golgotha, when he was laying on the ground after the Romans had thrown him on the ground, they didn't have to pick him up and carry him to the cross. Jesus crawled to the cross. He knew that was his destiny. I want to be the same way in crawling to my destiny. I want to embrace the things that God's called me to. Let's read this scripture that I believe is up here in Mark 8:34. It says, "Then Jesus called the crowd to himself along with his disciples. He said to them, 'Those who want to follow me must say no to the things that they want, pick up their crosses, and follow me.'" Now here's how most people interpret this verse. Now this is going to be kind of difficult through the translation, so stick with me. Here's how they interpret this verse. Those who want to hang out with me must give up all their fun, start doing something that is really a drag, start doing something that's really a bummer, that's really not fun, and suffer through life. That's from the CIBV, the Christianity is Boring version.
这是从一个基督教义非常没有非常无聊的这个 version。
But that's not what it says.
但是那不是这样子讲的。
It's saying that we have to say no to the things that we want.
他是说我们要向。
Another version. Another version says that we must deny ourselves.
有些圣经是讲说我们必须要否定我们自己。
And many times we think of that as a bad thing.
有的时候我们认为那不是好。
But is there anybody that has ever gained a little too much weight?
你们有没有开始肚子长大了？
What do you have to do to lose it?
你要怎么样减肥呢？
You have to deny yourself.
你必须要否定你自己。
What do you have to do to be successful in business?
你要怎么样在生意场上面成功呢？
You have to deny yourself.
必须要。
Maybe you'd rather sleep in the morning.
你或者喜欢早上睡晚一点。
But you can't be successful sleeping in the morning. You have to deny yourself.
但是你想要成功的话，你就不能睡懒觉，必须要否定你的自己。
Has anybody ever went to college in here?
有没有人去过大学读过？
Anybody been to college? When you go to college, you have to deny yourself.
你去大学读书的时候，你必须要否定你自己。
I mean, there's times where you have to stay up late and study when you don't want to stay up late and study.
有时候你必须要熬夜通宵的读书。
If you're going to be a successful athlete,
假如你要做一个成功的运动员,
there are times where you have to deny yourself.
常常你要自己否定你自己。
Deny the things that you want to do.
要否定你自己喜欢做的事情。
And do the things that are beneficial to you.
而且做一些对你有益的事情。
That's all Jesus is saying here.
这是耶稣在这里所说的。
When he was in the garden praying,
当他在花园里面祷告的时候，
Remember, he said that he didn't even want to go through it.
他说我不要这样子，我不要经过这些。
But he had to deny himself for what was more beneficial.
但是他必须要否定他自己。
And there's times where we have to deny ourselves.
所以我们也要自己来否定我们自己。
The other thing that it says in this verse is to pick up their cross.
那么这个经句里面讲另外一件事情，就是要背起你的十字架。
Now notice it says that they need to pick up their cross.
那么记不记得他说他们要背起他们的十字架。
Not Jesus' cross.
不是耶稣的十字架。
Because he already did that.
因为耶稣已经这么做了。
We have to pick up our cross.
我们必须要背起我们自己的十字架。
We have to pick up the thing that God has called us to do.
我们必须要把神要我们做的事情扛起来。
God called Jesus to die on the cross.
神叫耶稣死在十字架上。
But he's called us to do something in our lives.
那么他又叫我们在我们的生命中做其他的事情。
We think of the cross as a place of suffering.
我们认为十字架是一个受苦难的地方。
And it was a place of suffering.
确实如此。
But it was also a place of victory.
但是也是一个夸胜的地方。
A place of freedom.
一个自由的地方。
It was really a place of destiny.
乃是一个最终的一个目的。
In Revelation chapter 13, verse 8,
启示录十三章第八节说，
It says, everyone living on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name is not written in the book of life.That book belongs to the Lamb who was slain before the creation of the world.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命唱的人，都要拜他。
See, the Bible says that Jesus was slain before the world was even created.
那么圣经上面说，耶稣这个羔羊在创世以前就已经被杀。
Jesus' purpose, his destiny, was to die on that cross.
耶稣的目的就是要死在十字架上。
So when he's telling us to pick up our crosses,
所以当耶稣要我们背起我们的十字架，
he's not saying to pick up a physical cross.
他不是说叫你背起那个木头。
He's saying to pick up what your destiny is.
乃是要背起神要你走的。
What has God created you to do?
那么神创造你的目的是什么呢？
Every person in this room,
每一个在座的各位，
God's created you to do something great.
神创造你要来做大事。
And when I say that I want to become more passionate about embracing and fulfilling my purpose,
当我说我要更有热心来抓住来完成我的目的，
That's what I'm talking about, is discovering what God created you to do. And to pursue it with your whole heart. The other thing, and the last thing, that I want to become more passionate about, is taking Jesus to others. One of the areas of the movie, The Passion, that I thought was interesting. Remember when Jesus was carrying the cross down the road? And there was a time where he stumbled and fell. And the cross fell to the side. And there was a man that they grabbed out of the crowd, Simon, to help him carry the cross. Well, I don't know about you, but when I looked at that, it looked to me like Simon was not only picking up the cross, but he also had his arm underneath Jesus' arms. And it was literally like he was carrying Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I want to be like that. Simon was literally helping Jesus, carrying him to his destiny. And literally, if you think about it, Simon was carrying Jesus to us. Because unless Jesus made it to the cross, he would not have paid the price for our sins. So Simon was carrying Jesus to others. And I want to ask you a question today. Who are you carrying Jesus to? So many times we talk about bringing people to Jesus, but are we taking Jesus to them? When we're out in our jobs, when we're out doing our hobbies, when we run into people at the grocery store, are we taking Jesus to those people? See, I want to become more passionate about taking Jesus to others. I'm not satisfied with just making it to heaven. I want to take a bunch of people with me. Don't you want to take people with you? Yeah. Can we pray?
Let's pray.
Father God, I'm so thankful for what Jesus did for us. And because of what Jesus did for us, God, I want to do whatever I can for you. Help us to be bold, God, in taking Jesus to others. When you ask us to share about Jesus, we'll do it boldly. God, I thank you for the life, the abundant life that you brought to us through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.